I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Treasure hunting can get awfully complicated. First, all the grief you go through trying to decide what detector to buy, then learning to use it properly, then finding places to use it. Next, how do you recover your target when you get a good beep? Many beginners use a shovel, and that always makes the rest of us cringe. Maybe an entrenching tool? Not a good idea in a park or schoolyard. Maybe out in the woods. Way out in the woods. The main point here is never leave a trace that you've dug a target. Shovel holes are hard to fill. So please, forget shovels, even those small camping shovels. The first fly in the ointment when trying to figure out how to dig your targets is that there is a lot of disagreement even among the most experienced treasure hunters. I'm not pig-headed enough to say, do it my way. Instead, I'll describe a few different ways to go about it, and you can mull them over and hopefully find one that fits your style. First, here's how I do it. I carry two digging tools. One, an electrician's screwdriver, that's a long, thin screwdriver, and I round the point off with the file so it won't scratch a coin in the ground. And two, a hunting knife. I carry the screwdriver and the knife in my left hand and my detector in my right hand. When I get a beep, I use my pinpointer to see if the target is shallow or not. I'll talk about pinpointers in another show, but for now, let me just say that a pinpointer will cut your recovery time in half, and you should have one. Okay, if the target is shallow, an inch or less, I slide the screwdriver blade under it and wiggle it out of the ground. This takes a little practice, but you can do it. If the target is deeper, I use my hunting knife to cut a large V around the target. Some people like to cut a U, some people like to cut three straight lines, three sides of a square. I prefer the V. I use the blade of the knife to lift the V up, being careful not to break the grass hinge that connects the tops of the two legs of the V. I again use my pinpointer to determine if the coin is in the plug I've dug or still in the ground. I use my fingers to crumple the dirt if I'm very close to the coin, or my knife if I have to cut off a slice or two of dirt to find the target. If you have to move dirt out of the hole, you should put it on a handkerchief or a frisbee so you can dump it all right back into the hole without leaving a mess. Now you're probably scratching your head because it's hard to understand my digging procedure without pictures. So when you've finished listening to this podcast, click on the link in my show notes to see the video of the tools I use and how I dig a target. Trust me, it will all make sense when you watch the video. And that video link will take you to photos of my tools, too. Now there are a couple of problems with my method. First, if the ground is too dry and hard, the knife won't penetrate easily and I can't make a clean cut. Second, carrying a hunting knife might scare people. This can actually be good in some cases, like if you're in a bad part of town and you want people to see that you're armed. But usually it's bad, especially in public places like parks and schoolyards. Luckily, there is a simple solution to this problem. If I'm hunting a place where I don't want to carry the hunting knife, I use a Fisker's garden trowel instead. This trowel is almost exactly the same size as the knife, it has the same size blade, but psychologically, it's okay, because, hey, it's not a knife, it's a garden tool. There's one other tool I want to mention. It's recommended by more professionals than probably all the other tools put together. It's called a Leshy, L-E-S-C-H-E. That's the name of a digging knife made by George Leshy. You'll pay $40 to $50 for one, but it is well-built and should last longer than you do. It has a heavy plastic bicycle handlebar grip for a handle, and one edge is serrated so you can saw roots with it. Here's a consumer warning. There's another knife that looks almost identical to the Leshy called the Gator Digger, but many owners of that report the blade bends when you apply pressure. And in treasure hunting, you will often use a lot of pressure, so I'd avoid the Gator Digger. If you have a favorite tool or method I haven't mentioned, add a note to my show notes. Just click the comments button. And if you're of a mind, you can help me get rich. Just buy a copy of my new revised metal detecting manual at treasuremanual.com. You'll love it, I guarantee. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.